The head of Alaska's largest labor federation says at this point, Governor Bill Walker would have most unions' support. And he wants Walker and former U.S. Senator Mark Begich to reach an agreement that would leave only one of them in the race for governor. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman talked with AFL-CIO President Vince Beltrami about the race.
4 years ago, the AFL-CIO endorsed independent Governor Bill Walker after Democratic candidate Byron Mallott joined Walker's ticket as the candidate for lieutenant governor. Based on what the Walker-Mallott administration has done since then, Federation President Vince Beltrami says the governor deserves re-election. The AFL-CIO will make an endorsement on August 24th if two-thirds of its unions can agree.
If I had to make a bet, I would say that if we can get an endorsement, if we can get two-thirds, that it would be more for Governor Walker, because at this point, because folks believe that he's earned a re-election in our eyes. Now, that's just my opinion.
The AFL-CIO released poll results Monday that show Republican candidate Mike Dunleavy leading, with Walker and Democrat Mark Begich tied for second in a three-way race. But the poll says both Walker and Begich would defeat Dunleavy if there were only two major candidates. Beltrami says a two-person race would be best for workers.
I hope that there can be some consensus between the Walker and Begich camps on the way forward. And, of course, that would mean, you know, potentially one of those candidates either stepping aside or coming to some kind of agreement like happened back in 2014.
Labor unions can play a big role in Alaska elections. The state has the fourth highest rate of union membership of any state at 18% of workers. Beltrami says he was a little disappointed and surprised that Begich entered the race. He supported Begich in all of his previous runs, but the union leader says this time it's confusing to voters.
I don't think it was the best calculation from our perspective for Mark to get in. He claims that there's a path to winning. I haven't seen that yet. I'm still looking forward to see if that bears out. But in general, it just kind of complicated the race a little bit more.
Walker says he appreciates what Beltrami had to say about the race.
I think we have walked the talk on where we are with labor. And it's a very significant part of that, of course, is the project labor agreement for a gas line.
Begich also is proud of his record on labor, and he says he was encouraged by the poll results. He notes he won a three-way race to become Anchorage mayor in 2003.
In a lot of ways, I think the next 7 or 8 weeks will really tell the story of who has the best chance of winning in November. I don't think it can be determined based on a moment in time.
Walker says he expects his campaign will talk with Begich's about narrowing the field.
I anticipate that there will be communications to a certain degree going forward. And I think that's probably a necessary piece to somewhat simplify the race to a two-way rather than a three-way.
Begich says it's too soon to predict how his campaign will interact with Walker's. He says that a week can be a lifetime in politics.
We're all competitive in this race. And what I know about Alaskans is they will pick the best candidate that represents Alaska's needs, not by party, not by who is spending the most money or who has certain special interest groups locked up.
The AFL-CIO will hear from candidates at a convention on August 23rd and could issue endorsements the next day. Beltrami says unions also will be active in legislative races. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.